Once you get the strophonation down, we need to add the cup. When you add the cup, we are now adding vowels and consonants and creating the muscle patterns of keeping the vocal tract in its optimal position. Since we are keeping the straw in the cup, you are still creating the aerodynamic changes on the vocal folds, and now we are helping the acoustical pressures. Okay, let's get started. First, make sure that you have the appropriate straw that matches which cup to use. If you are using the larger size straw, you need to use the white cup. And if you are using any of the smaller diameter straws, you need to use the black cup. Simply put the straw inside the cup. You do not need to have the straw in your mouth. It just needs to be in the hole so that we are keeping the vocal tube long to allow and regulate the aerodynamic pressures. Once you have the straw placed, you will want to put the top of the cup around your mouth. Make sure you have a tight seal and that no air is leaking out of your nose or around your mouth. Now, let's talk, sing, and articulate. Make sure you are singing with the same intensity and dynamics of the song. For example, if I was singing the Star Spangled Banner, this is how it would sound. You should feel your entire throat open up and have an amazing balanced pressure inside. If you aren't feeling it, make sure that you do not have any air seepage coming out. Feel free to experiment with the different sizes of cups and straws to make sure you are getting the bigger bang for your buck.